Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Well, you will until Tuesday morning, and then after that, I'm out. And then you don't have to hear me roar for quite a while. Do I roar? That seems extreme. Sometimes, maybe. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us as we usher in a new work week. Also, as we usher in May this week. Stop it. It's yellow season in my neighborhood. I just noticed that Princess Leia has a yellow sheen. It's not as thick as it will be, but as I was considering washing my car, Leia, as I was considering running her through the car wash that I do, I go all in. I do the one where they hand wash it, the tires, they vacuum everything. I do that maybe three times a year. I thought about it because she's dirty. She's a mess. She's got bugs all over the front, smashed on the front of her from the trips to Syracuse and then Buffalo and Niagara Falls. And so a lot of highway driving. And she could use a good scrubbing behind the ears. But then I thought, wait a minute. If I get her washed and then I leave her for a couple of weeks, I'm going to come back and she's going to have bird poo and yellow pollen all over her. So what's the point of doing it now? Also, if she looks really awful in the driveway with the bird poo and the pollen, well, then no one will think, whoo, maybe I'll try stealing that car.
It'll be a deterrent.
She'll be incognito for a couple of weeks. Yeah. So it's yellow season, but that means spring, and I'm not complaining. I'm grateful. Also, Jay, by chance, have you checked out the weather forecast for Hawaii for the next 2 weeks?
I have, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell me what it's like.
It's gorgeous. It's going to be 80s and up and sunny every single day.
I think the highest percent chance of rain was 10 on any day that we're there. Now, I have heard, my brother has told me, and other people who visited have said, make sure you do have layers for some of the higher elevations and the hikes. But also, as our caller Patrick from Atlanta pointed out, there are places where you will encounter very stiff winds. And so wear some layers, raincoat, windbreaker, maybe a fleece, just so that in the higher elevations, you're not freezing your patukas. Or your tukus? Is it patukus or just tukus?
I thought it was just tukus.
The conversations we have on the show. Roger Stokey Goodell. Roger Tookus Goodell.
Have we figured out if this family owns that farm in Rochester?
They do
yet?
Not own the farm in Rochester. No. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Last show in studio until the middle of May. I'll take that. Even if it was only a staycation, I would take that with no commuting. Every now and then, it's incentive to work from home. And then I work from home and I think, all right, one night working with the pets is plenty. And then on our Facebook page, also a new post up there. On the phones, we're 855-212-4227. Tomorrow night's show / Tuesday morning show comes from Syracuse University. Good. You probably couldn't tell the difference in terms of quality or studio, but it is a little bit different because Jay and I can't see each other. And who knows what students might be dropping in. One of my students was at the draft in Detroit, and he sent me a couple of text messages. And actually, he said he ran into a listener. Don't ask me how, but I know he was planted in the crowd, and he was doing interviews in the midst of all the very enthusiastic Lions fans who were there. And he said he ran into one Detroit listener who follows us on 97.1 The Ticket, who said he listens to our show religiously every morning. That's what I like to hear. Let's go. So that's kind of cool. Feel is major validation with me and the student, right? So does that not give me, and I did use this phrase with Bob and he looked at me funny, so I understand. It's not a phrase that I should ever be using. I feel like it gives me street cred with my student.
Yeah, I'd say so.
The fact that he ran into someone who listens to the show.
I don't think it gets much more street cred than that.
Do you think now he's like, oh, yeah, she actually has a real show?
If he didn't think it before, then he definitely knows now.
It's not just a show that's, I don't know, on a podcast that gets released and, you know, to seven people. It's an actual real radio show.
I hope he knew that before.
I hope so, too. Especially since one of their assignments in week three is to listen to a segment of our show. But you know what's really funny? And I didn't bother to correct them because we're essentially the same on YouTube as we are on the show. Our personalities are the same. The enthusiasm, the energy is the same. The topics are a little bit different. No one watched Chubby Bunny to evaluate, which I would have laughed my rear end off in class. Yes, that's what we do on the show 24/7. Chubby Bunny. But what many of them did was watch a YouTube segment. Not realizing that that wasn't the show, that it's completely separate from what we do on the show most of the time.
Do you know which one they watched?
Yeah, one student loved our, let's see, it was our pre-NFL video last year in which we told everyone which teams would make the playoffs after missing them the year before.
We nailed that one.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, not only were you right, like, well, right, that shouldn't be the barometer by which you measure anything I do on the show
is like the
whether or not we're right. But he did love it. Someone else watched Ask Amy Anything and talked about the personality and the connection. I was like, all right, that's good. Nice. We do. That's part of the show. Anyway, so it was... it was no, absolutely no. Not. It's got to be audible, man.
No.
Pete's my favorite part of that whole thing. When Sean starts... Up chucking.
He's out.
Oh, God.
When Sean starts to make all these retching noises.
I can't.
Seriously, if somebody had watched that and that's how they evaluated me as a host, I would have been okay with that. There is nowhere else on this planet where anyone, any other host, does Chubby Bunny on the air. No, no.
I can't.
Pete's cackle.
Pete's laugh is my favorite part.
Well, you, when you have a marshmallow come flying out of your mouth and smack into the microphone.
Oh, that thing shot out, yes.
It was a projectile marshmallow.
Talk about volcanoes in Hawaii, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, so yes, let's hope that the students avoided that. They don't think that they're going to get cute and start doing that on their radio shows. I would die if one of them did a final segment and it was Chubby Bunny.
Oh, Mike, you'd have to give an A.
I would. Only if they could pull it off the way that we did. Only if they could avoid someone actually choking on the air.
Maybe if they didn't have a ringer and knew about it, you know what I mean?
Seriously, that's...
Pat, thanks.
Right, that'd be... No.
I've never played this before.
Pat did hijack Chubby Bunny. Yeah. We're never asking him back again. Except he is the reigning champion. So in 2024, when we do the Chubby Bunny World Championship, don't we need to include him?
It would be only fair. He's earned it. I mean, he hasn't been unseated, so...
Hmm. What if he spots the rest of us six marshmallows?
No, we got to take him down fair. For now,
fair
at least.
Well,
if he gets like a three-peat, then we'll talk about crutches or like handicaps.
But... What if we spike his marshmallows with, say...
Glue?
Glue? Gorilla glue?
Like just Elmer's.
We don't want to kill him.
Elmer's. You can eat that.
No, you can't eat Elmer's glue. Don't you remember the whole sniffing glue controversy years back?
I'm not huffing it. That's like...
Well, if you're eating it, aren't you... you're ingesting it. What if we put... Well, it probably wouldn't kick in fast enough. I was going to say, what if we put Tylenol PM into his marshmallows?
Okay,
or some type of...
Like a laxative?
I was going to say a colonoscopy drug. But I don't think it would work fast enough for us to beat him in Chubby Bunny, for him to start to feel really sick.
It would have to be like an hour or so before the competition. Be like, hey, Pat, we're all just trying these marshmallows just to make sure they're all quality. We're all on the same page with these marshmallows. And then that's how you kind of like plant the...
No, we'd have to coat it with something because you're not supposed to eat the marshmallows on second thought, right? We'd have to coat it with... What's the stuff they coat Peeps with? Because that is deadly.
No. We don't want to kill him.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The tightest of the first round series, Knicks and Sixers, where every game has been delicious.
And B started to give help. Jalen went to Harden's team, but he missed a layup. To the left corner, Sixers, Oubre, three-pointer in the air. It's good. A three by Oubre. And the Sixers go up 8, 59-51. Timeout, New York.
Trying to take advantage again. Brunson between the circles, guarded by Harris. One-on-one with him. Near the foul line, Brunson between the legs, sets him up, steps through, floats it up off the glass, and in. And we've got a three-point game. 8 seconds to shoot, 9 in the quarter. Brunson one-on-one with Melton, crosses over, draws the foul, flips it up, count it, and the foul. Jalen Brunson with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter, ties it at 76 with a free throw coming.
Sixers and Knicks radio network. Twice in this game, the Sixers built a double-digit lead. They had one early in the game, then they had another one early in the second half, but the Knicks kept reeling them in, and we talked about the beginning of the series where the Knicks were fighting, scratching, clawing, but life was more difficult because Jalen Brunson wasn't himself. Now, even when he spearheaded that 8-point run to wrap game number 2, remember that was the swing from being 5 down to 3 up in the final 30 seconds of game 2. It was the subject of a large part of our show last Monday night. It was so dramatic. And Brunson was a major reason why. He had the bouncer off the rim that dropped through the cylinder. But he had not been himself in the first 2 games, at least offensively. Well, it had been building and building, and it culminated with an explosive performance in game 4.
He's got Embiid one-on-one. Here he comes on the left side, between the legs, trying to set him up. Now behind the back, shot clock is down to 2. Brunson's got to go. Fall away jumper, front rim, gets the roll. Brunson's got to get it across the timeline. Embiid is running with him. Brunson does. Gives it to Hart on the left wing. We're down to 1 minute to go. Brunson on the left side, brings it to the foul line, flips it up, and in. And the Knicks have a 6-point lead in the final minute. Timeout, Philadelphia. Embiid fires a quick 3. No good. Rebound, Josh Hart. Time expires. Knicks are 1 win away from advancing to round 2. They will take a 3-1 lead back to Madison Square Garden.
Once again, the Knicks radio network, and you get the deets there at the end. Too much Jalen Brunson. It was a Jalen jam. It was, I'll have to come up with a, it was Jalen Jeopardy.
A Brunson barrage.
Ooh, I like that. A career playoff high for Jalen Brunson with 47 points, not to mention the 10 assists in 44 minutes, and a franchise playoff high. He eclipsed, I think it was Bernard King, who had 46 going back to the olden days. Just kidding. It wasn't the olden days. But the most ever in Knicks playoff history. So it didn't take that long for Jalen Brunson to leave a massive mark on this franchise, and I'm talking regular season, right? It took a couple of years for him to make the franchise his own, and now he's become one of the best point guards, not just in Knicks history, but in the NBA. The 47 points, the 10 assists, the 44 minutes, I mean, they're eye-popping, and yet he's not interested in talking about it.
I look back when I retire. Seriously, this is, it's great. Right now, helped us get a win, but it's not going to do anything for us going forward.
Jalen's a great player. I guess you come to expect it. You expect him to make every shot. He's a great player. So even when he was called the first couple of games, you knew he was going to turn around just because we see him every day. He was going to turn around eventually.
OG Anunoby, who also had a double-double in 47 minutes and there's a bit of a heat quality to the Knicks and the way they play. And I don't mean heat as in the temperature. There was that with Jalen Brunson. Oh, a Brunson burner. Oh my gosh. How did I not think of that before? This is how
no one's thought of that before. That's amazing.
This is my brain, my spaghetti plate brain. While I'm talking about Jalen, I'm thinking about how the Knicks play and how there's a Miami Heat quality to it. They don't care if it's ugly. They don't care if the opponent is ugly. Yo mama. And they don't care whether or not the scores are below 100. All they care about is winning, and they will fight you, and they'll try to put you in a place where you're frustrated and where the quality shots are harder to come by. And then from heat to Brunson burner. I mean,
I'd be
somebody
proud of that
has got to use that before. Don't you think? I can't be the only person who's ever thought of Brunson burner.
I think Mike Breen has to find a way to work that into a call next game.
Or as our newsroom labeled his calls in game 3, Mike Green.
With an E at the end.
How do you work in a New York market? And this was someone who was labeling the cuts for our New York affiliate, WFAN, and not know Mike Breen.
You know, it's especially bad when you work in the New York market and you don't know that. But he's just like the general voice of like basketball now too. So
he's one of the best in play-by-play regardless of sport.
That one, there's been some bad ones like in the newsroom and like labelings, but I think that was the worst I've seen in my time here.
Yeah, Mike Green.
With an E at the end.
With our apologies to Mike Breen. Oh my gosh. Again, I don't know how you do that.
With his signature call, dang.
Actually, as I was talking to my students last week, I was talking about having creative elements or features that people associate with you, maybe music. And I said to people, I said to my class, when people hear American Woman somewhere else, they will reach out to me and say, I heard it in the mall. I heard it at a restaurant. I immediately thought of you. Or when we don't have the boom at the end of the show, people get very upset because that's what they're waiting. That's what they're expecting. The Ask Amy Anything, the QB News, the Bite Me, which we're going to do coming up at the back half of this hour. These are all features that you associate with the show. And I even said, it's like a play-by-play announcer. Take Mike Breen, for instance. His signature call is what? And so one of the students yelled out, bang! And I was like, exactly. So yes, there's Mike Breen / Green. I can imagine that he has... It's not like I'm the smartest girl I'm the only girl in the room right now. So yes, in this room, but it seems like Brunson burner would roll off the tongue.
Brunson burner's good. That would catch on.
Okay, good. Well, the larger point was there is a
fire, if you will.
My a Miami Heat quality to how the Knicks are playing right now. And it's because Tom Thibodeau cares more about defense than he does about anything else. No one's going to get ahead of themselves, by the way, because the series, it ain't over.
The challenge now is for us not to feel good about ourselves, to not change, to, you know, enjoy this for the moment, but tonight start getting ready for the next one. So we know the challenge that'll be in front of us, and we have to get the fourth win. So be ready for that.
The message you send is first to four. You know, they got three already, so, you know, we got to go up there and fight for our lives, fight for our season, and that's what it is.
Tyrese Maxey with 23 points. When it comes to the Sixers, they've gotten blasted on the boards. So the Knicks, in large part because of their athleticism, but also the hustle stats, 15 offensive rebounds and plus 10 on the boards overall. Joel Embiid, he was out there the entire second half. This is after revealing he has Bell's palsy. But 27 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and 2 block shots in the loss.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Your competitive nature is always going to take over, and you know I felt like they always come back in the game in this series. So I was like, I got nothing to lose.
He was feeling good and wanted to go, so I think it's these games are all must win, and we didn't have a very good stretch when he was out in the first half, so we were willing to continue on.
Joel Embiid was relatively mild-mannered talking about himself and how he was out there the whole second half. I thought he looked a little tired, but it's just a big man who's been going hard in the series, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything else. He was fired up, though, when he was asked about the very vocal New York Knicks fans. So I'm not kidding about this. I was watching the game when I first turned on the game. So I started out listening to it on the radio because I was finishing up my baking for my students. And then I moved into the living room where I had it on mute, but it had been running. The DVR had been running. And I turn up the volume on TV when I turn off the radio. And I did a double take after a big Brunson shot. I think it was the first half. And I hear cheers. And I thought, wait a minute, isn't this game in Philly? And look, because I thought, shoot, did I miss one? This is game number 5? They were loud. And Joel Embiid did not take it lying down.
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road, and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen.
So he tries to qualify by saying, I'm not calling the fans out, but that's exactly what he's doing. And I don't know if it was primarily secondary market or if it was Knicks fans who actually purchased the tickets. A lot of times the team will have a certain number of tickets. In fact, the majority of the tickets, they'll either go to corporate or season ticket holders, and you have the ability to purchase them long before the playoffs start, right? So you have to say, yes, I want these playoff tickets long before you know who the matchup is or who's going to be on the court at the time. Injuries can affect that, of course. So many of them will turn around and sell them on a secondary market. They'll make money on them. Maybe they're not interested, or maybe they just want to get the money instead. But that's how they end up in the hands of Knicks fans, because there are not that many single game tickets available that Knicks could be that vocal about it. They're having to go through secondary market, I think. But that means that there are Sixers fans who are selling their tickets. And, of course, they're not really caring who they're selling them to. But it sure sounded like a Knicks home court advantage. It was drastic.
Come on, Philly.
I was really surprised. And Joel Embiid says it kind of pisses me off, to be honest. Agreed. I mean, I would agree. I wonder if that's how the Raiders feel whenever they're in Vegas. And you've got fans from, say, Pittsburgh who are making more noise.
I feel like it ruins the playoff atmosphere a little bit.
It does. In the playoffs, that's bad. It's one thing to have it happen in the regular season.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Knicks fans would be that loud during the regular season.
Kind of stinks. Like, I know just the different sport, but the New York Rangers are playing the Washington Capitals. They're in Washington for Game 4 and Game 3 recently. And there's, like, a lot of Ranger fans there, too. And, like, I'm a Ranger fan. Like, I should like, but I kind of want the other stadium, the other arena to be loud and hating my team. I don't want to hear goal. I don't know. Kind of, like, adds to the fun of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with that. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, Robin sending me some advice about visiting the Big Island. Can't wait. I'll share that with you. Any advices? Any pieces of advice? I suppose advices works too. Any advice about Hawaii, the Big Island, something that we must see? I'm all ears and all eyes on social. A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, is a new post up there. On Twitter, on Facebook, you can always connect with us. And then our phone number, 855-212-4227. What do I want to do next? Back of the hour, Caitlin Clark in her first practice as a member of the Indiana Fever. Or are we going to do football there?
Either one.
Yeah, we might have to mix and match here. Coming up. There's a lot to cram in. The draft as well, wrapping up in Detroit. To much fanfare. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Panarin at right wing drags it to the hash marks. Panarin leaves it back for Fox. Fox pass to the far wing. Zibanejad out to Panarin with a shot. He scores! Artemi Panarin on the power play. And the Rangers take a 3-2 lead. Igor Shesterkin, who fires it into the far boards. 2-1. One more save by Shesterkin. Bring out the brooms. Rangers sweep the series 4-0. And they're off to the second round.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Rangers sweep what I feel like were a meek set of Washington Capitals. And I know that it took a major push just for them to get into the postseason. They were on the outside looking in for a long time. Their season was relatively woeful by Alexander Ovechkin standards. And he appears to be going strong. I mean, this is a guy who didn't have a grade 8 performance in the postseason, but you can imagine that was a major focus for the Rangers defensively because he'd been the man again for the Caps all season. And so with his numbers versus, say, the rest of the team, you kind of recognize if you can limit him, you can contain Ovechkin, well, then you've really limited the effectiveness of the Capitals and the potency of the Capitals, but also you've kind of conquered the biggest problem. And the Rangers not only did that effectively, but I love how, for the most part, they came out hard-hitting and aggressive, and they were the driving force in the series. So they really were never to the point where they were reacting to the Capitals, right? They set the tone. They set the pace. The Capitals were forced to play the Rangers game. And it always helps when you can jump out early and get the first goal, which they were also, all but one of the games, right? They scored first. So the Rangers come up with a sweep, which is 180 degrees different from what happened a year ago when they were upset in a game seven against the Devils. It was upstart, and a lot of the Rangers have indicated that that stuck with them and that the entire push, I mean, new coach, different personnel, different attitude, but for the guys who remember it and were part of it, it was a major motivator. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So the Rangers radio network, as they advance to the second round, and Peter Laviolette deserves a bunch of credit for making sure it didn't happen again this year.
Our guys, I thought, you know, we're pretty good. I acknowledge that I thought we could have been better tonight, could have been better in the second period, but I do really like the third period when the game was 2-2. And, you know, the way we were able to generate a goal and then shut it down defensively, I thought we played a real smart third period.
Winning playoff series in general is a difficult thing to do, and to close the team out in four is even tougher. I think the fourth one's always the hardest. I just think that it says that we're a good hockey team.
Vincent Trocheck, big reason why this does not go back to Madison Square Garden for a game five on Wednesday. First team to advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs in this opening round, and the first sweep for New York since 2007. That's back to the days of the Atlanta Thrashers. That's how long it's been. But while we're giving you some fun nerd alerts to express how lopsided or one-sided this series was, they trailed for all of 201 seconds in the series. And no, I did not add that up. I read that. 201 seconds. Trocheck, at times, especially in game four, was able to badger Alexander Ovechkin. So that is a big part of why the Rangers were able to cruise. This is almost, I mean, it's almost something that not only is unheard of, but that you almost can't believe unless you watch the series. Ovechkin, no points the entire series. Through four games, no points for Ovechkin. Now, it doesn't mean he wasn't doing anything. It just means that the Rangers were able to shut him down in a way that the Capitals were forced to rely on other options. And obviously their other options and the Rangers' other options, they're not comparable.
They checked him so tightly over there that now all of a sudden, every time he gets a puck, he's got a half second to make a play, and there's usually a stick or some shin pads on it.
We've been through lots of injuries, trade during the deadline, but you know, we stick together, and it's show the character in this group, and you know, that experience that the boys have this year, it's gonna help.
Five shots in four games. That's all he generated. So it's not just about making sure he doesn't get quality shots. It's about making sure he doesn't touch the puck or doesn't have it in a place where he can do much damage with it. Credit Igor Shesterkin. He deserves a lot of the credit, of course. But the way to make sure that Ovechkin's still better than most of your great goalies in the NHL, even if they are standing on their heads, quote unquote. But the way to make sure that the grade eight, that OV doesn't hurt you, is to make sure he either rarely touches the puck or doesn't have the puck in a place where he can generate even a quality shot. And there were a lot of Rangers fans in attendance as well in D.C.
It's yours, boys and girls and babes. Let's go!
I miss that guy, that happy dude.
What's up, babes?
Oh, my gosh. So, good for the Rangers, exercising some demons from a year ago in the first round. By the way, did you catch what Ovi said at the end of that? He said, it can be good, I'm paraphrasing, could be good for the future, could be good moving forward. Doesn't sound like the dude is in any way considering riding off into the sunset. I'm sure there are plenty of hockey fans who would prefer that. And maybe the popular narrative, you could twist it. So it's, oh, he was held scoreless. That's never happened before. He's a captain. 15 trips. He's at the end. He's definitely toward the end of his career. But I don't know. He seems, especially as still the best that the Capitals have. Maybe that makes a statement about the Capitals as much as it does about Ovechkin. But 38 years old, would be 39 before the next season begins. I still say he's worth the price of admission. And I still believe he's got plenty to give.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And think the way that he approaches it too, it's not as though anyone has to question his motivation or his desire or his skill. He's got the gray hair to go along with all the wisdom and experience.
It's an old-looking 39-year-old. I will say that.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Hockey has aged him.
Just speaking of aging hockey players, did you see, I think it was Friday or earlier last week, Jaromir Jagr set the record for oldest professional player to play in a game? 52.
I know, but it's kind of gimmicky now.
It is, definitely, but he scored.
All right.
He's playing still, real pro hockey.
Still not quite the same as, say, Zdeno Chara running the marathon in Boston after retiring. Not quite.
I think Jagr could lace him up at the NHL still.
Really?
No. Absolutely not.
No I'd chance. Be worried about someone breaking him. All right, so the meek Capitals, they skate off into the sunset, but not Alex Ovechkin. He's not done. Rangers, meanwhile, they're flexing their muscles. So it's Rangers and it's Timberwolves who are the first to advance. Uh-huh. That's really impressive. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
After Hours Podcast.
Clark goes behind her back. Step back three, top of the key. Got it. Vintage Caitlin Clark. 56-51 Iowa. 8:58 to go.
Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Parker retired on Sunday, made it official on Instagram, and she was dealing with injuries last year when she was with the Las Vegas Aces, though they ended up winning another championship, so she had more hardware to add. Did hear Paul George mention her after the fact, so after the Clippers playoff game.
Congrats to CP, obviously a Hall of Famer, a champion. And so much more. I mean, she was one of the best players, you know, in her time. Yeah, historic career. She had a great run. Shout out CP, big fan of hers, friend of hers. You know, it's always great when players can go out, you know, how they want to. And I think she should definitely be embraced for it.
And she's moved on, of course, to her broadcasting career. But how decorated she is, just celebrated another birthday. Congratulations on a Hall of Fame career for Caitlin Parker. Angel Reese is now in Chicago, where Candace is from. Did I call her Caitlin? Sorry, slip of the tongue. Candace Parker. Angel Reese is with the Sky now, and she was gushing after her first practice.
I've always watched Candace Parker. I mean, she's been an amazing player, a big guard. I always admire her. When I came here, since I couldn't get 10, I wanted to get 3, but I was like, wait, Candace is going to get her jersey retired very soon. So I knew she was going to get her jersey retired soon because she's an amazing player, amazing mom, amazing person, and she's always been super inspiring to me. So I always will love her and watch her game.
You will see and hear the tributes to Candace coming up on Monday and throughout this week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, a little Bite Me WNBA style. Caitlin Clark following her first practice with the Indiana Fever.
Got a few workouts under my belt. I think that definitely helped. So not coming into training camp completely blind. And it was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices. And just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
Friday being the first preseason game against the Dallas Wings, I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that as I was driving into work listening to CBS News, I heard the report about Caitlin Clark's first practice as a member of the Fever. She is joining a team that includes Aaliyah Boston. And so what advice would Aaliyah give Caitlin now that she's immersing herself in the WNBA?
I feel like Caitlin coming in, being the player that she was, having the attention that she has on her, she knows the pressure that's just placed on her just naturally and her being a competitor. So I think for me, it's not really about loading onto that, but it's all about just making her feel comfortable. I think Caitlin, she has a different eye for this game and she's able to see especially how well she passed the ball and how well she can shoot it. So I think just honestly, just continuing to talk to her, understanding what she wants to do, where I am and how we work together.
She certainly does have a lot of attention on her, extra pressure, though she's been willing to carry that from college and now into the WNBA. Still a major spotlight. She talks about how she has to travel with a security guard now and that she can't be super normal. She has to kind of stay in a lot of the times if she wants to remain incognito.
I don't really go out in public and do much. But yeah, I mean, watch movies. I brought my PS5 with me, but I'm staying in a hotel right now, so I haven't really hooked it up or played it at all. I'm taking a few naps. That's about it.
I bet she could use a few of those naps, going straight from Final Four to WNBA draft. All the media requests and all the major appearances she's done, and now right into practice with her WNBA team. But her new head coach, Christy Sides, already loving what she sees.
She's impressive. I've been watching her for the last couple of years now. You know, her ability to space the floor for us is incredible. I mean, she's going to free up. You're not going to be able to double team us. I mean, we're going to have five players out on that court that can shoot it. But her passing ability, I mean, you saw some of the passes. Like, I'm more mad at how many missed layups that we had, and it was off a couple of her passes that I think we're just not used to having someone who can make some of those passes. So for me, it's her passing. I'm just enamored at times. I have to turn around because I'm like about to like get really excited. And I can't do it in practice.
Too late now, coach. Isn't that what we heard from Lisa Bluter so many times? It's not just about the deep shots, the logo threes, which do dazzle a la Steph Curry, but it's also about the fact that she led the NCAA in assists this season and that she finished her career with over 1,000 assists. And that's that court vision allows her to find open teammates when she draws the double because of her shooting abilities. Those things translate. As long as you're playing smart and you're not making dumb passes or taking inordinate risks, those same skills will translate at the WNBA level. Will there be extra resistance and defensive players who want to prove that they can stop Caitlin Clark? Sure. It's better, like college to the NFL, but her skills still translate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.